Israeli security forces shot dead 5 Palestinians today, including 2 leaders of a militia group, as fresh violence spread across the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Fighting broke out as the Israeli army pressed on with a widespread crackdown on Palestinian militants in the territories known as Operation Hot Winter. The troops are conducting house-to-house searches for weapons as well as Palestinians wanted by Israel. The raids follow warnings that some Palestinians are planning to launch major terrorist attacks inside the Jewish state. In the West Bank town of Tul Karim, an Israeli undercover unit shot dead 2 armed Palestinians. The shooting started after the 2 suspects attempted to escape in a car. One of those killed was Fayez Jaber, 32, the local leader of the Al-Aqsa Brigades, a militia linked to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat's Fatah faction. Mr. Jaber was a close associate of the militia's founder, Raed Karmi, who was assassinated by Israeli security forces last year for his alleged involvement in a series of terror attacks against Israelis. During the Tul Karim raid, Israeli soldiers also arrested 10 other suspects. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli troops shot dead 3 Palestinians as they were attempting to fire Kazam rockets from the northern town of Beit Hanun. The killings followed an Israeli raid earlier Thursday into the West Bank city of Hebron. Troops arrested at least 5 members of Fatah in Hebron after conducting a series of house-to-house searches. Israeli soldiers also closed Palestinian radio and television stations as part of a crackdown on suspected militants. The Israeli army said it had carried out the operation in response to a series of ambushes in Hebron. Since the middle of November, 18 Israelis have been killed in the city, including 3 soldiers who were shot to death last week by Palestinian snipers. Ross Dunn for VOA News, Jerusalem.